It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown is hosting a community performance tonight by composer Omar Thomas.
He will be conducting his song, A Mother of a Revolution, which the Watertown School Board voted last week to ban from the high school wind ensemble performance that took place on Monday night.
The composer has said the song was inspired by Marsha Johnson, a black trans woman who was part of the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York that advanced LGBTQ rights and advocacy.
The school board said in a statement that it heard from concerned parents and removed the song due to its, quote, celebration of violence.
That decision prompted a walkout from students protesting the ban.
We're learning more about how tonight's community performance came together and why the church is hosting the composer.
Karina Schiltz serves as pastor at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown. Pastor Schiltz, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
And David Morstad is a member of the church and helped organize the community performance. David, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Pastor Schiltz, how did the idea of this community performance first come to you at the church?
That's a great question. You know, once we heard that this was a possibility, that the song wasn't going to be played, so many people in the community were already thinking about how can we respond in positive, creative, and hopeful ways. And so multiple churches had this idea like, hey, we could host. So Emmanuel had the thought, and folks even reached out to us to say, hey, would you consider this? The congregation council voted and said, yes, we would definitely have this event. And all of a sudden, everything's been in place. Wheels have been moving. Relationships have been built and strengthened. And we're preparing to host a beautiful community performance tonight.
And David, this started with bringing the local school over to perform, or school kids to perform this. Now the composer himself, Omar Thomas, is going to be there. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah. We're very excited about that. And the story really begins at a school district apart from Watertown's district. I have to lift up the Sauk Prairie district. One of the reasons that I became involved with this as kind of a connecting point between Emmanuel and the Watertown music community and the Sauk Prairie district kind of led to Omar Thomas is being here. The band director at Sauk Prairie High School had a strong interest, was following the story, and wanted to do something. I have a daughter who's also a music teacher in the Sauk Prairie district. They talked, he reached out to me. We started brainstorming about things, and it was really the band director from Sauk Prairie, Matt Kaczynski, who spearheaded the initiative to bring Omar here and is seeing that through. I think he's probably picking up the composer at the airport right about now.
Pastor Schiltz, how do you see hosting this performance, given the background of controversy in the local community, how do you see that aligning with the mission and values of Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church?
You know, every week in worship, we have our mission statement that we say together. So the leader stands up on the altar and says, people of God, we have a calling and a purpose. God calls us to do the work of, and then the whole congregation responds with the words, celebrating God's grace in Jesus Christ, accepting all unconditionally, and growing in God's call to serve the world. So we start from a place of celebration of God's grace for the whole world through Jesus Christ. And if this isn't a celebration tonight, I don't know what is. Accepting all unconditionally, our congregation is a reconciling in Christ congregation, meaning that we have gone through a process to become openly welcoming and affirming of LGBTQ people. And growing in God's call to serve the world, we see and understand this as a way that we can serve the community and meet a need in the community. So there's been an outpouring of gratitude and excitement and joy, and we hope that this evening is one of connection and community and appreciating the musicality of this piece and the hard work that the performers, the musicians, have done to prepare for this evening's performance.
David, why the church as a venue as opposed to maybe another public community space?
Well, Watertown is a great city, but somewhat limited in terms of the options. Very often, the community spaces that first come to mind are, in fact, shared spaces with the school district. Because of the decision that was made by the school board, the message was very clear to us that any of the concert venues or gymnasiums or any of that sort of thing, which existed in the school district, were really off limits. We've tried very hard to send the message that this has nothing to do with the school district, that this is an independent community thing. But once you get there, we are a little bit limited in terms of venues that can hold that many people. Most of them are churches. Our church just happens to be one that was willing to step forward for this.
We're talking about a community performance tonight at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown, led by the composer of a song banned by the local school board. Our guests are Pastor Karina Schiltz and organizer David Morstead. Pastor Schiltz, you have said, hey, this is not meant to be a rally or a political statement or a protest, but a gathering. Why is that distinction important to you, and what do you want to see when people come in the door?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you've followed this story and seen, you've mentioned even the many ways the community has responded, there's been people speaking at board meetings, there's been letters written to the editor, there's been protests, there's been walkouts. You know, everybody's using every tool they have to respond, I think, in healthy and creative ways. And this is the church's response, another way to respond to the community, to this need. And I think what we're hoping to see, you know, imagine just getting to the end of this concert. We heard a beautiful, powerful piece of music. We heard the composer speak. We've been together in this space where there's been joy, belonging, and welcome. You know, churches are uniquely set up to foster those types of spaces. And that is what we are hoping to do today, particularly for folks who have been marginalized or discredited, especially in the LGBTQ community. We want to make sure that those folks are welcomed, included, and loved, and we see that in line with the ministry of Jesus.
The Watertown School Board issued this statement in explaining their cancellation of the original scheduled performance of the piece. I'm quoting it here at length. It is the responsibility of a public school to provide a strong, values-neutral education to all students. As the encouragement of social violence continues to rise across the country, the Watertown Unified School District Board of Education stands firm on the principle that it is not the place of a public school to endorse or celebrate acts of violence, end quote, referring to the Stonewall riot or uprising, as people call it, of 1969. David, what was your reaction to that messaging from the school board?
Well, I would first take issue with the phrase values neutral. The action by the school board is anything but values neutral. It's just driven by a separate set of values. I'm not sure that in any educational environment you can ever achieve anything that's values neutral. And frankly, I don't know that you should. I think that education comes with a certain amount of education about where values come from and instilling some values. But it was very disappointing. The statement really was a very powerful statement about the dignity and the humanity and the respect toward LGBTQ individuals that is just not present. And we heard that. We heard that from students. We heard it from parents. The board meeting at which this decision was reached was highly charged. It was very emotional. People spoke from the heart about their own experiences of separation, of marginalization, of bullying, and of violence that they have experienced personally. And we saw this as just reducing the visibility of all of that. And we hope that people come away from this concert tonight with a greater understanding that this community can be a place of welcome and honor, and at the very least, acknowledgement of the full humanity of individuals.
Pastor Schiltz, this has been divisive. David just mentioned those school board meetings. Have you seen those divisions with your own congregation? Have you heard from people saying, yeah, I actually agree with the school board here, or even however we feel, I don't want to have the church stick its neck out on this divisive issue?
Overwhelmingly, we've heard messages of support, affirmation, people showing up saying, "What can I do?" Folks reaching out saying, "We're in support of the council's decision." People being excited, church members being stopped at the grocery store or farmers market and having other people in the community saying, "Oh my goodness, we're so grateful that this musical piece is going to be able to be heard in this way. Thank you." There will be folks who are not in agreement with this, but we understand that that's part of what it means to live in a community. And we trust that this is where the Holy Spirit is leading us to be witnesses to the love God has for the world, for all of creation, and for each person. So there's a sense of excitement, of joy, of preparation, so that we have this space ready for folks to experience this communal and musical connection, and the music will speak.
David, with all this background, I assume you're going to the performance tonight. Do you think you will be able to just sit there and enjoy this as a piece of music and kind of filter out all the back and forth that led up to it?
Yeah, it turns out I will be there. Thanks for asking. And I believe so. Let me just say this. If the school board got one thing right, it was this. Music is powerful stuff. I think they saw that in a very negative way. I don't see it that way. Music will have its own way of reaching in and touching individuals. And I've heard recordings of the piece a number of times. It moves me every time, and I suspect that that same thing will happen tonight. And yeah, there will be a power in the room, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I'll leave it there. David, thanks for joining us. And Pastor Schultz, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Pastor Karina Schultz from Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown, David Morstead, a member of that congregation, with us to share why they're hosting a community performance for composer Omar Thomas, whose song A Mother of a Revolution was banned by the Watertown School Board. WPR reached out to Watertown Superintendent Jared Burke and the school board for this segment. We didn't receive a response.